We continue our update on the Medford School Board meeting from Monday evening with Pat Sullivan.
Again, due to COVID-19, we talked about out-of-town overnight trips, okay? We are not allowing the normal year where we might have, say, a basketball team go to Wisconsin Dells and play a game on Friday and stay overnight and stay on and play a game on Saturday. Those are no overnight trips like that are going to be allowed. The one exception we made was the high school takes bigger trips. These are trips that have been planned as far back as 18 months ago, where they start planning trips, you know, the foreign language department to Peru, as an example. And it's this summer. And the board did decide last night, these are through travel agencies. Parents are well aware of the risks, and they have to put money down, but it's possible the travel agency or the country itself may not allow travel, and those parents risk that. The other reason the board was okay with allowing that was when those kids come back, this trip is in June, okay? When they come back, we're not in school. We're not in school until September. So the fact that it wasn't going to be kids coming back and then school still be going on, the board was okay for that, for those trips to go. We're talking about 9 kids in the high school that are involved in this, and their parents are well aware, so those were allowed. We talked about building a use on weekends and evenings, and again, due to COVID-19, we're not allowing the youth tournaments on the weekends like we used to. Those tournaments bring in, you know, you got a Medford team playing and you got another 7 teams coming with families and whatnot. So these become, I guess the term out there is, you know, a potential super spreader event, and we will not host those tournaments. The other thing we talked about due to COVID-19 is if we get shut down again, and we are not, you know, saying this is going to happen, we're just planning. We want to be ready. As everyone knows or should know, we're 5 days a week, and we continue to do that, and we want that because that's what's best. But if we are shut down like we were last year from the state, somebody else, or it could be the district. If it gets that bad here, we don't have staff, and we shut down for a period of time, our support staff people, you know, if we get shut down and go 100% remote, our teachers are still working. But our support staff folks, we ran into this before, their jobs, you know, really are only when kids are here in the building. But we also know that our teachers run into issues when we say you have to still work, you have to and teach remotely, and you have kids yourself. You might have pre-K kids, first grade, kindergarten kids, second grade. So we're going to have our support staff people, we're going to offer child care to our employees for their kids, okay, for their kids, in the event that we get shut down and have to go 100% remote. We talked last night as well about the Christmas concerts this year. In those concerts, we are not holding any live performances where audiences come in like they have in the past, right? If you've been to those, they're packed, and it just isn't going to be a year where we can do that. The concerts are all being recorded, and we will be putting those out, you know, on our website. They'll be out, you know, on social media for people to be able to watch at their leisure. We'll also be providing, you know, CDs to kids and families so they can watch them, you know, that way as well. But unfortunately, we won't be doing live performances and having like a normal Christmas concert year where people come in and watch. Charlie Heckel came last night, and Sarah Holowinski, and they run our RVA, the Rural Virtual Academy, and they just gave the board a short review, you know, of how things are going in the RVA and how that operates, and there was, you know, some questions from board members clearing up some things they might have questions on. So again, report from the RVA. We talked a little bit about the December schedule. You know, we have a nice Christmas break. We always do, you know, and it's going to be timely again. We just talked briefly about the fact that The week of Christmas, we have school Monday and Tuesday, and we still do. That is on the schedule, Monday and Tuesday of the 21st and 22nd, and then the rest of that week is off, and then the following week is off as well. We renewed the Simic Center contract last night. We normally do a 3-year contract with Simic Center for hockey. And it's not just hockey. We use it for gym class. We use it for graduation. We use it for prom. That the organization over there has been very, very easy to work with, and we have a great relationship. But we did decide that we would just do a 1 year. And again, a bit due to COVID. You know, this year we hope all our winter seasons continue. But there's always a chance that could get shut down and we're not playing hockey and we're not playing basketball. And so we set it up just for a 1 year, and they are billing us monthly for our use. And if the season does get canceled, then the school district isn't paying for something when we're not being able to use it. Finance meeting, we did talk with Dave Fisher. He runs Aviance, which is our food service vendor, and he just gave the board an update. You know, the number of kids being gone obviously affects him. It affects his department because we have less kids in school eating lunch. We do have a lot of families that have taken advantage of our delivery. We deliver once a week, and I believe he's delivering, you know, over 300 meals once a week. So, you know, that's good, and that's out there. That's free. And if you're learning from home and you want that delivered, you know, you need to contact school district, and we'll put you on the list. We deliver once a week. We deliver a week's worth of food, and that's how that works. And then the board members were reminded, and I'll let the community know as well. You know, if you're considering running or wanting to be on the school board, and you know, this year we have, like always, we have 3 board members. Actually, it's a little different year this year. We have 4 seats we'll be filling. Dave Flegel, D.D. Strama, Orly Dietrich, and Barb Knight are all, you know, up for re-election, and those folks need to decide if they want to run again. And then community members as well that might want to consider throwing their hat in the ring. Now's the time, you know, get a hold of the school district. There are some deadlines coming up that you have to make sure you meet. So if you got a hold of us, if you're at least thinking about it, we'll make sure you know those deadlines and what you need to do.
And our thanks to Superintendent Pat Sullivan for that report.